Today's shir is Masechet Gittin Daf Samach Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Samach Beis on Beis, four lines from the bottom. Itmar. Havali Giti. If a woman asks a shliach, please act in the role of a shliach lahaylacha, meaning, as Moshe Rishonim explained, she tells the shliach, go to my husband, who's intending to divorce me, and ask him to appoint you as a shliach lahaylacha to bring the get. However, when this shliach approaches the husband, he doesn't articulate her request properly. Rather, what he says is, ishtecha amra, he tells the husband, your wife asked of me, hiskaba legiti, that I should be a shliach lekabbalah. V'hu aimer, and the husband says to the man, heilach k'masha amra, whatever she wanted, that's what should be. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav. I feel a giyu get liyada. Even if this shliach ultimately delivers the get to the wife, ain't megreshes. She's not divorced. Why? Says the Gemara. Shma mina adibura didei kosamach. There's a sugya mesechta baba metzia, which discusses the following situation. A person asks a shliach to hire workers on his behalf. And he says, I'll pay the workers $100 a day. The shliach goes and hires workers. But when he hires the workers, he tells them, I'll pay you $90 a day. And now the question is, the workers work, and they want to collect the salary. And the question is, based on whose comments did they accept the position? On the owner, on the boss's remarks, and then they deserve $100 a day, or on the shliach's remarks based on $90 a day. Here, we're seeing that the shliach identified himself as a shliach lekabbalah, but he's not a shliach lekabbalah. And because the wife never appointed him for that position. And as we discussed in the previous year, a only one that could appoint someone to be a shliach lekabbalah is the wife. The husband could only appoint a shliach lahaylacha, not a shliach lekabbalah. And therefore therefore he relied on what the shliach was saying. The husband relied on what the shliach was saying, that I am a shliach lekabbalah, which he is not. And the husband couldn't appoint him to be a shliach lekabbalah, and therefore there was no shliachus, and there is no delivery of the get. All based that the husband was relying on what the shliach was saying. For if the husband were relying on what the wife was saying, the wife asked that he should be appointed as a shliach lahaylacha, which is something that the husband can do. Obviously, he relies on what the shliach said, not on what the wife said. Shma mina, adibur didai kasamach. He's relying on what the shliach said. Di adibur didai kasamach. For if the husband is relying on what the wife said, so the wife asked that this person should be a shliach lahaylacha, and the husband has the ability to make him a shliach lahaylacha. So then the din ought to be that mechimata git taliyada, once the get arrives to the wife's hands, mitagarsh, she should be able to be divorced. Yet that's not the halacha. The halacha is, as we said a moment ago, that she's not divorced. It must be because the husband relies on the shliach's words, not on the wife's words. Mefarshim should ask, perhaps the way to understand what Rav Nachman said is, he doesn't know how to eat this. Maybe we're relying on him, relying on her. How is it so obvious to the Gemara that Rav Nachman holds that he completely relies on the shliach? Answer the Mefarshim, because if that were the case, the Gemara would have used the words Megureshes for any Megureshes. Whenever there's a suffix, the Gemara uses those words. That's not what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said any Megureshes. So it's obvious that Rav Nachman holds that he completely is relying on what the shliach said. Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, Hachi Hashta. There's no proof to that question of Dibur Didei or Dibur Dida from our Gemara. For he says, Bishlami Itme Ipcha, says Rav Ashi, had Rav Nachman spoken about the following case, where the wife asked the shliach, Eskabali Giti, you act in the role of a shliach lekabbalah, V'ishtecha Amra, and when this shliach approaches the husband, instead of identifying himself as a shliach lekabbalah, he says, your wife asked that you appoint me to be a shliach lahaylacha, havali giti, v'hu aimer, and the husband, like in the previous case, says, heilach k'mashamra, whatever my wife wants. And there, Rav Nachman Amar Abavu would say, Kim she given get li yodei mugreshes, that as soon as the shlich receives the get, then it would be a clear proof, Alma adibur de dos samach. She wanted him to be a shlich like a kabbalah, even though the shlich misrepresented what she wanted, but if we follow what she says, he's a full-fledged shlich like a kabbalah, and as soon as the shlich like a kabbalah gets the get is a get. It would be a proof that he borrowed the dark of samach. Inami, or if Rav Nachman would tell us, liyada, that she's only considered divorced when she actually receives the get, that would be a clear indication that she's relying on what the shlich said. And the shlich said, I want to be a shlich like kabbalah. And like Taisa says, we can have this proof even in other cases. But the beauty of the case here is that it's very clear how we would understand the psak if we say the bur da, what the din would be, and if we say the bur day, what the din would be. Elahacha, you know what the issue in this case is? Let's review the case we began to share with. Where the wife wants the shlich to act in the role of a shlich lahilacha. But when he presented himself to the husband, he presented himself as a shlich lekabbalah. Here the concern is, from the akrei shlich lishlichusei legamri, the shlich changed his status. Hu da'ama, because what the shlich is saying, shlich lekabbalah havina, lalacha lahavina. Yes, the concern, says Rashi, is as follows. It's not that the shlich didn't understand the wife. He understood the wife very well. The wife wants him to be a shlich lahilacha. He doesn't want to be a shlich lahilacha. He wants to be a shlich lekabbalah. Why? Because a shlich lahilacha is a lot more of a trouble than a shlich lekabbalah. A shlich lekabbalah, as we described in the previous year, the moment the shlich gets the get, they're divorced. Nothing more is required. Shlich lahilacha requires that he has to go back to the wife. It's much more of a tircha. And that's why he's saying, I'm agreeable to be a shlich lekabbalah, I'm not agreeable to be a shlich lahilacha. But you know what the problem with that is? Nobody made him into a shlich lekabbalah. The wife never made him into a shlich lekabbalah, and the husband doesn't have the ability of making him a shlich lekabbalah. So it could well be that the husband understands what he's saying. But he doesn't want to be a shlich lelacha. That's why in this case, the get is not a good get. So if Huna Bachia tries to prove an answer to this question about the bur de da, the bur de day, from the following case. Toshma, the case that we learned in the previous shir in the Mishnah. If somebody says to a shlich, Hiskaba gets elishti, Ohel gets elishti, Rots lachsi yachsa. So he said that this is a case where the shlich is a shlich lahilacha, and since by shlich lahilacha, until the get is actually delivered to the wife, she's not divorced, the husband can retract until she receives it. Kama, and what is the Mishnah teaching us? The rotsa. If the husband wants to retract, as we just said, he has the right to retract until the wife actually receives the get. Holei rotza. But if he doesn't want to retract, have a get. Then everything is fine and they're divorced. But now let's understand, there's a fundamental problem with this case. Vamai, what was the wording that this husband used when he appointed this shliach? Hiskabel. What does hiskabel mean? Be a shliach lekabbalah. But haven't we said that a husband doesn't have the ability to appoint someone to be a shlich lekabbalah? V'mai, habalo abav shlav yishlich lekabbalahu. So what he said should be considered totally meaningless. How must we understand the Mishnah? El aminin, we explain the Mishnah the following way. Kivin shenasa ein lagarsha. It's clear that this husband wants to divorce his wife. And the husband knows that he can't appoint, a husband can't appoint a shlich lekabbalah. So he can't be a shlich lekabbalah, even though he used the words of Kabbalah, name Amr Tagarish, Kalech the Magarisha. Let it work. Let's just make it work. Let's just get divorced here. So why not in the case that we began today's shiur with? Hachinami, in the first case of our shiur today. Kivin Shanosav Eina Lagarisha. If this husband wants to divorce the wife, Maimer Amr, why don't we say that what he's saying is, Tagarish Kalech the Magarisha. Let the get be effective no matter what. And if this man is not a shlich lekabbalah, for he was never appointed as a shlich lekabbalah by my wife, and I can't make him a shlich lekabbalah, I the husband, so be a shlich lelacha. Let's just get this get going. Answers the Gemara, you can't compare the two cases. Hachi Hashda. In the case of our Mishnah, yes, he used a troubling word. A husband using the word hiskabel is a troubling situation because his husband can appoint a shlich l'kabbalah. But the husband is also a person that comes to the shir. And the husband knows that he can't make a shlich l'shlich l'kabbalah. Hasam adam yedeya shein shlichus l'kabbalah. That he doesn't have the ability to appoint someone to be a shlich l'kabbalah. And therefore the gom of a nason l'shem t'alacha. Even if he used the wrong word, he used the word hiskabel, that's not what he meant. Because he knows he can't make a shlich l'kabbalah. And we define and we say that he meant that this person should be a shlich l'alacha. Hacha, however, toy, is a mistake. The shlich misrepresented his position. The shlich said I'm a shlich l'kabbalah, which he isn't, and the husband mistook it for that. So Gemara tries a different proof. Toshma. We're going to learn in the Mishnah, Daf Samachay. Ketana she'amra hiskabeli giti. If a ketana appointed a shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah, ain't a get, actually gi get liyada. The get is not effective when because a ketana obviously doesn't have the ability to appoint someone to be a shliach l'kabbalah. She's a ketana. However, what is the Mishnah teaching us? That the regular din of a shliach l'kabbalah, that when a woman appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, as soon as the shliach l'kabbalah receives the get is a good get, that can't apply here, because he can't play the role of a shliach l'kabbalah. However, kimati get liyada, once the get arrives in the woman's hands, mi magasha. Now let's understand. V'mai, halav shliach l'alacha shavya. Who made this man a shliach l'alacha? The wife made him into a shliach l'kabbalah. Elo amrinan, how must we say? Kivin shenasa avalagasha. The husband wants to divorce his wife. And the wife made this man into shlich l'kabbalah, something which was halachically impossible. We say that the husband knows that. And we say that the husband meant, you can't be shlich l'kabbalah. You'll be a shlich l'alacha. And therefore, when my wife gets to get will be get. Neima amit tagarish, kolaych de magasha. Let's just make it work. So why don't we say the same in our case? He clearly wants to divorce his wife. Why don't we say, let's just get divorced. So you're not a shlich l'kabbalah, be a shlich l'alacha. Answers the Gemara the same terrors as we said before. The man arrives, the shlich arrives. He says, you know, your wife made me a shlich l'kabbalah. The husband knows a wife can't make somebody to be a shlich l'kabbalah. She's a ketana. So must be, the husband knowing this very basic halacha, says, you can't be shlich l'kabbalah, you'll be a shlich l'kabbalah. Hosam, odem yodeish ain shlich l'katan. He knows that his wife doesn't have the ability to appoint someone to be a shlich l'kabbalah. And therefore, the gom of a nasin law, l'shein halacha today. He says, you can't be shlich l'kabbalah. My wife's appointing you was meaningless halachically, and I'm going to turn you into shlich l'halacha. But in our case, toy, it's a legitimate mistake. He thought that his wife, who's not a ketana, appointed him as shlich l'kabbalah, and he worked based on that false premise. So Mefarshim asked an obvious question. This teretz that we just said, that a person knows and therefore corrects and works to make it work, is the same teretz we said in the previous brisa. What is going to have to say? Two brises with the exact same teretz. So Mefarshim say that there's a difference between the two brises. In the previous case, it was the husband who initiated the appointing of this shliach. And he initiated it, and he knew that it can't be a shliach l'kabbalah, it must be a shliach l'halacha, even if he used the wrong word. In this case, who initiated the appointment? It wasn't the husband, it was the wife the ketana. Maybe when do we say that a person will adapt himself? When he's the one that initiates the action. But when someone else initiates the action, maybe there we don't say he adapts. Teaches us the Gemara that even if the wife was the one that initiated the minui shlichus, the appointment of the shliach, the husband has the right to modify it to make it work. That's one teretz. Ritva says that teretz. Another teretz that the Ksav Seifer says is that this case is different than the previous case. Because as we're going to learn, by a ketana who's unable to receive a get herself, her father receives the get on her behalf. So we would think that since it's the father that's playing a role, the husband doesn't have a right to modify his minu shlichus. Unlike the previous gemara where everything is the husband, teaches us that even if it was the father who's doing this, the husband has a right to modify it to make it work. So the gemara attempts a different raya. Toshma, havale giti. A woman told a shliach, act as a shliach lahaylocha. And the shliach misrepresents his position. Yishtachamer, when he comes to the husband, he says he was appointed to be a skabali giti. He was appointed to be a shliach lekabala. Or vice versa. Skabali giti, the wife asked that the shliach should be in the role of a shliach lekabala, but when he comes to the husband, he says, your wife asked that I should be ishtacha amre havle giti. Your wife asked that I should play the role of a shliach lahilacha. And then the husband, hu ay mahoilach v'tenla, zechila, v'skabala, and all these cases, rotzalach siyachsa. The husband has a right to retract until she absolutely receives the get. However, mishigi get liyada, once the get arrives in our hands, their halach is megreshes. It is considered a good get. Now let's analyze. My love, Kabbalah, a Kabbalah, isn't the case where the wife appointed him, the wife appointed the shliach, to be a shliach lekabbalah. The husband was assuming that he's a shliach lekabbalah, even though he's really a shliach lahilacha, or vice versa, halacha halacha, and yet was saying that, again, the wife said that he should be a shliach lekabbalah, and the shliach said he should be a shliach lekabbalah, I'm sorry. And the wife said he should be a shliach lekabbalah, and yet he is considered a shliach lekabbalah. Isn't this a clear proof that we follow what the wife said? Says the Mara, that's not the case. The case is kabbalah or halacha. He represented himself to be a shliach lekabbalah, but really, he's a shliach lahilacha, and that's what the wife wanted, and that's what the husband wanted, and that's why he's a shliach lahilacha. So there's no proof. But ask the Gemara, if in the case that where he requested, where he said that I'm a shliach lahilacha, but the wife said he should be a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband assumes he's a shliach lekabbalah, why is the halacha that she's only divorced when she receives the get? If the wife and the husband both believe it is a shliach lekabbalah, she should be divorced as soon as the shliach receives the get. Mechinat gat liyada. Why is the divorce only effective when she gets the get? La'atala v'geta. Why isn't she divorced immediately? Isn't this a proof? Shramit mina. That the burde deko samach. So even though the husband wants him to be a shliach lekabbalah, and even though the wife wants him to be a shliach lekabbalah, we follow what the shliach says. So isn't this b'raisa now a proof that we follow what the shliach says? Answers the Gemara, hachi hashta. You can't compare it to the first case that we began the shiur with. Hasam kamalei helech k'maish amra. In the first case that we learned in today's shiur, the husband didn't say be a shliach lekabbalah, but the husband didn't say be a shliach lelocha. He said, do what my wife said. So now we have a question, what does that mean? Does it mean that I'm following what the shliach said? Does it mean I'm following what the wife said? Here, Hachem Yikamel HaHelech K'mash Amra, he says, I want you to be a shliach, I want you to be his kabel. I want you to be halacha. So it's very different. And if he said shliach lalacha, he has a din of a shliach lalacha, if that's what the husband said. If the husband said a shliach lakabbalah, and the wife appointed him to be a shliach lakabbalah, he will be a shliach lakabbalah. Tana Rabbanan. His kabel ligiti. Here we have a different situation. The wife appointed the shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah, and here the shliach didn't get it wrong. The shliach got it right. Ishtacha amre skabel giti, and he reports to the husband that your wife appointed me to be a shliach lekabbalah. But now we have to follow what wording, that's the subject of this piece of Gemara we're going to learn, what wording did the husband use? V'hu amar, and the husband used the following wording. Hoyla fatenla, zechila, hiskabbalah. Any of these wordings are confirmation, according to the Tanakhama, of his acceptance that the shliach should act in the role of a shliach l'kabbalah. And as we've been learning, once the shliach l'kabbalah receives the get is final, and therefore ratzalai l'achzalai achzah. The husband doesn't anymore have the ability to retract. Reb Nosson says we have to follow which words were used. He says, hoylich v'tenlo, if the husband used the word hoylich, even though the wife wanted him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and even though the shliach identified himself as a shliach l'kabbalah, the wording hoylich v'tenlo, a wording of shliach l'hoylocha. And therefore what we're saying, says Reb Nosson, is that the husband is changing this position of the shliach from being a shliach l'kabbalah to becoming a shliach l'hoylocha. And once he's a shliach l'hoylocha, the halacha is ratzalach siyachzi, he can retract until the wife actually receives the get. However, agrees Reb Nosson, that if the husband used the wording of zochila or chizkabala, those wordings are clearly wording that the husband is also agreeing that this man should act as a shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore the halacha is ratzalach lo yachsa, he can't change his mind. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, no matter what wording of the various wordings we've been learning in this braisa are used, if the wife appointed this man to be a shliach l'kabbalah, the shliach identified himself to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband used one of these wordings in all of these cases, he can't retract. He's agreeable that he's being a shliach l'kabbalah. Only if amala, if the husband expressly told the shliach, I don't want you to act in the role of a shliach l'kabbalah. I want specifically, I want you to act in the role of a shliach l'halacha, their halacha would be ratzalachzi yachsa, that the husband could retract, because he could always retract by shliach l'halacha until the wife receives the get. As to Gemara, the opinion of Rebbe is exactly the same as the opinion of Tanakama. What's the Brisa saying? Rebbe Hana Tanakama answers the Gemara two terutzim. Ibai seimi yefshas l'shminin. Rebbe's coming to teach us that even if the husband used the various wordings that we say that the Tanakama says, and Rebbe says, a wording that agree that you are a shliach l'kabbalah, but he adds one more sentence, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, I want you to be a shliach l'halacha, then he has to be a shliach l'halacha. That's what Rebbe's teaching us. Or another teretz is Ibai Yisayim HaKamashmon. There's nothing new in the opinion of Rebbe that we didn't learn from the Tanakama. But the Tanakama is anonymous. I don't know who is the Tanakama. And the Brice, at the end of the Brice, is coming to teach us HaKamashmon, man Tanakama. Who is the Tanakama? Rebbe. Now, so we have here a very fundamental machloikis between a Tanakama who's Rebbe and Reb Nosson. What is the machloikis? Over the word hoylich. That when a wife appointed somebody to be a shliach l'kabbalah, no question about that. But the husband used, when he actually gave the get to the shliach, he used the words hoylich. What does that mean? Rebbe, Tanakama hold, that means you act as a shliach l'kabbalah. Reb Nosson says no. If he used the words hoylich, he means that you act as a shliach l'hoylocha. That's clear. Now ask the Gemara, in understanding the opinion of Reb Nosson, Ibai lehu, l'Reb Nosson, heilich l'Reb Nosson, when somebody uses the word heilich, what will be the din? Is it kezachi dami? Will Reb Nosson agree that the word heilich is like zachi, that then he's acting as a shliach l'kabbalah, or lav kezachi dami? Or does Reb Nosson treat the word heilich like he treats the word hoylich, and that means you'll be a shliach l'halacha, not a shliach l'kabbalah? Toshma. So the Gemara attempts to prove from our Mishnah. We've reviewed this case numerous times already, Baruch Hashem. If somebody says, Kabbalah gets el ishti, or hoylich gets el ishti, the halacha is rotzalach siyachzer. He could retract. However, he shishamr skabali giti, if the wife appointed the shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband didn't change that appointment, so as soon as the shliach receives the get, aloch is rotzalach lo yachzer. He can't retract. My love, isn't this case referring to heilich? That even though Reb Nosson says by the word heilich, the husband means to turn him into a shliach l'haylocha, by the word heilich, he means to keep him as a shliach l'kabbalah. So we'll see that Reb Nosson treats the word heilich like he treats the word his zochi. So the Gemara, no. B'heilich. This Mishnah is here referring to a case of heilich. And it's going according to the opinion of Rebbe that even if the husband uses the word heilich, heilich is kzachi. So we don't have a proof what Reb Nosson says there. So the Gemara attempts a different proof. Tashma, lefika chamam alohabal, if the husband expressly tells the shliach, yesh the kabbalah, I don't want you to act in the role of a shliach l'kabbalah. Elaholach v'tenla, I want you to act in the role of a shlich lahilacha. There, the husband has the right to change that appointment, and the loch is rotzalach seyachser. The husband can retract, because he could always retract by shlich lahilacha before the wife actually receives the get. So what do we see from here? Only tam di amar, because the husband expressly said, Efshi, I don't want you to act in the role of a shlich lahakabola. Halei ami efshi, had the husband not made that statement, Rotzalach for Yachsi, he is a shlich lekabola. My love, isn't the case here referring to a case where the husband used the word halach? And even though he uses the word halach, and even though the Mishnah is following the opinion of Reb Nosson, halach, Reb Nosson agrees, is a confirmation of the shliach being a shlich lekabola. So it's the Gemara Loi. It's talking about a case of halach. In the case of halach, Reb Nosson, it's going according to Rebbe, where Rebbe holds even the case of halach has the din of a shliach lekabola. He remains a shliach lekabola. I saw it as a machloikis achroinim, machloikis the grandach some cipher. Reb Nosson clearly says that the word halach, not like Rebbe, means that he's changing him from being a shliach lekabola to being a shliach lahilacha. What would be if the husband didn't use the word halach, he just used the word tain? How does Reb Nosson view the word tain? Does he treat the word tain like he treats the word halach, and he's changing him, according to Reb Nosson, from being a shliach kabbalah to shliach lahilacha? That's the opinion of the Gra. The opinion of some sofer is that Reb Nosson only says about the word halach, because the word halach implies that you be a shliach lahilacha. But if he used only the word tain, even Reb Nosson would agree to the opinion of Rebbe that tain is confirmation of his status of being a shliach lekabbalah. Says the Gemara, Tashma, if the husband says, Halach gets el ishti, rotzalach siyachser. If he used these words, he can retract. However, if he used the words, Halach gets el ishti, when the shli, in both of these cases, the shlich is a shlich lekabola, the loch is rotzalach siyachser. He can't retract. Now let's analyze this brisa. Man shamli, who is the mandam of this brisa? Who's the mandam that holds that if the husband uses the word halach to a shlich lekabola, he's treating him like a shlich lailocha. He's changing him to a shlich lailocha. Then therefore, rotzalach l'yachzer. It's the opinion of Reb Nosson. So we now have established that this b'risa is a b'risa that's following Reb Nosson's opinion. And yet, what does this b'risa say? That if the husband used the word halach, they're rotzalach l'yachzer. So it's clear that even Reb Nosson, who disagrees with Rebbe by the word halach, agree shmamino halach kazachi dami. By the word halach, he'll agree with Rebbe that halach means that I'm affirming your shlichus lekabalah and the get is a get. Shmamino. So we have a clear proof that Reb Nosson holds, even though he disagrees by the word halach with Rebbe, by the word halach, there is no machlaikis, and everybody agrees halach kazachi. Itmar, another Gemara. Skabali giti. The wife appointed this shliach to be a shliach lekabola. Vishtach omes kabel giti. And the shliach presents himself properly as a shliach lekabola. Vu ay mahoilch v'tenla. Omrav hun omrav. Nasa shluchai v'shlucha. We have here a question. Is he shliach lekabola? Is he shliach lahilocha? And therefore, v'chaletzis. Obviously, lememra. Obviously, misapkele l'rav. Rav has a question. Is hoilch kezachi dami? Olaf kazachi dami. How do we look at the word halach? Do we look at the word halach like Rebbe, and he's a shlich lekabola? Do we look at the word halach like Reb Nosson, and he's a shlich lahilocha, and therefore Rav has a suffix? Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Rav has a suffix in such a situation? Ask the Gemara, va itmar halach mani leplani, if somebody tells Reuven owes Shimon money. And Reuven goes and asks, so Reuven is the loiva, and Shimon is the malva. And Reuven the loiva asks a shliach, holich money leploini, shani chayiv lo. Take the money to this person. Amar Rav, so Rav says, chay b'chur yusay. He remains responsible. The loiva remains responsible until the money is actually delivered. Why? Because the malva says, we had this concept many times, I don't consider myself paid until the money is actually in my hands. But on the other hand, the Balachzer. If the Leiva says, you know, if I'm still responsible until the money arrives in your hands, I want to retract on the payment. Ein Achayzer. Why? Because obviously as soon as he used the words Heilich, it's considered that the Shliach is accepting on behalf of the Malva. But Rav says when you use the word Heilich, it's a Shaila. So how do we reconcile Rav's opinion? But before we go further, we have a very interesting situation. The Malva is in a wonderful position here. On one hand, he's not considered paid up until he actually gets the money in his hands. On the other hand, the Leiva can't retract as soon as he gives it to the Shliach. How do we understand as soon as he gives it to the Shliach? How do we understand such a situation? So Rishonim, it's worthwhile because it's a good chazar and something we learned earlier in the Masechta. Say this is very similar to a concept that we discussed earlier in the Masechta when we were learning the sugyos about Shechrurei Avodim. We learned there the similar case that if somebody sends a get shechrur, shtar shechrur, to an Eved Kanani with a Shliach, as soon as he gives the Shliach the shtar shechrur, the Eved is, he can't retract. But the Eved is not considered freed until he receives it. So we see you can have a situation of the best of both worlds. And that's the case here too. But what do we see from here? That as soon as the man said the word Heilich to a Shliach, he's confirming that you're Shliach LeKabbalah. So why does Rav have a Shaila by Get, where he gave it to the Shliach, and he used the word Heilich, and Rav doesn't know, is it the word of Shliach LeHeilach, is it the word of Shliach LeKabbalah? Answers the Gemara, it's very simple, Teretz. Hasam, it's a question of Safik Mamayna. It's a question, did I pay him up? Safik Mamayna LeKula, I won't say that the word Heilich means that you'll be Shliach LeKabbalah on behalf of the Malva. Hacha, we're dealing with Isser. So Shaila, she's still married. And I just say, Safik Yisura, we go L'chumra. I, the Rishonim, ask, why don't we follow the Cheskes Marakama? And the Chazaka of the Marakama is that it's by the Loiva. And we always follow the Chazaka. So the Rishonim answer, we don't follow, we can't say that the Loiva is a Muchsik on this money. Because if you owe money to somebody, you can't be considered Muchsik on that money. It's really not your money. Here we see an interesting concept, a famous concept, Sof Memoina L'Kula. So I saw that the Paradis Yosef explains a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, V'lkachtem L'chem, B'yom HaRishon. We all know that it is that Shalachem, the Dalam Minim, have to belong to you to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You can't take somebody else's. You can't steal and take somebody else's. The question is, of course you can't take somebody else's. Mitzvah Baba Veira. If I take your Dalam Minim, so it's a mitzvah of Baba Veira. Why do I have to have a special limud of lekachtem lechem? So answers the Paradis Yosef. What is the Torah teaching us? Let's say there's a question, if I really own these dalaminim, or I don't own these dalaminim. After we just finished learning this Gemara, Safk Mamayna Lekula, the halacha says it belongs to me. Comes the Torah and tells us, that's good in all areas of halacha. But for the dalaminim, I don't want you to rely on Safik Mamayna Lekula to say that that's how you own the Dalam Minim. The Lekachtem Lechem. It has to really be yours without any sfeikus. Continues the Gemara. Omarav. Eini Isha Oysa Shlich LeKabbala Get Miyat Shlich Bala. We have the following situation. The husband appointed a Shlich LeKabbala to bring the get to the wife. And the wife, instead of accepting it directly from the Shlich L'Locha, appoints a Shlich L'Kabbala to take it from the Shlich L'Locha. Says Rav, that's an unacceptable situation. Rechanin Amar, Isha Oysa Shlich L'Kabbala Git Miyad Shlich Bala. It is acceptable. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rav, why does Rav say that that is an unacceptable situation? So the Gemara gives two explanations. Ibai Seim Mishim B'Zoyin D'Bal. The husband is offended. You're not taking the get from my shliach lahilacha, you're taking the get from my, you're sending a shliach to take it from my shliach, I'm offended, and it's not good. In other words, the Rishonim explained this way. If the wife sends a shliach lekabbalah directly to the husband, and the husband gives it to the shliach lekabbalah, it's clear that the husband has no problem with it. But if she sends a shliach lekabbalah to take it from the husband's shliach lahilacha, maybe the husband doesn't want that, and therefore the get is not a good get. Iba yiseima, mishum chatzer abolach mekan. What does this mean? The halacha is, we've discussed this, we will discuss it again in Mitzvah Shem, that the husband has to give the get to the wife. What will be the din if the husband doesn't give it directly to the wife? but puts it into the wife's rishus, into her wife's property. The get is a good get. But what will be the din if the husband deposits the get in a piece of, on a piece of property, which the wife doesn't own at that time, and then the wife buys the property and the get is there? It wouldn't work. So we're concerned that if she appoints a shliach lahilacha after the husband, a shliach lekabbalah, after the shliach lekabbalah, it looks, after she appoints, let's say again, she appoints a shliach lekabbalah after the husband appointed a shliach lahilacha, it looks like chatzera habola achmikan, and that's why Chazal made a gzera that it shouldn't work. So ask the mefarshim, if so, by every shliach lahilacha, why are we not concerned that it looks like she took the get after he appointed, like chatzera habola achmikan? So the Rishonim say very posh the teretz. Not the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Ger Shirochim. He says like this. In the case where you have a regular shliach lo'alocha, the wife didn't get involved. He sent the shliach lo'alocha and gave it to the wife. Here where the wife is appointing his own shliach, and appointed a shliach after he appointed the shliach lo'alocha, it looks like chatzera habola achmikan. Davni Meluim discusses, here we're saying that by a get, if chatzera habola achmikan wouldn't work. That means if somebody deposited a get on a piece of property, and then the wife buys the property, and then she has the get, it wouldn't be good. But what would be the din by kedushin? Let's say the husband puts down a kedushin for a wife on a piece of property that the wife doesn't own, and then she buys the property. Would she be mekudeshes? So the Avad Milum says as follows. If it's a kedusha shtar, so since the halacha is that the kedusha shtar is similar to the get, so we say by a get doesn't work, it wouldn't work by kedushin either. On the other hand, by Kedusha Kesef, the Avad Milum says it would work. Ask the Gemara Mai B'nayu, what is the nafkamina between these two explanations? Why, if the wife appointed a shliach lekabbalah after the husband appointed a shliach lelocha, wouldn't work? Ikka B'nayu, the kadmi iv v'shavi shliach mikara. If she appointed a shliach, if she appointed the shliach lekabbalah before the wife, husband appointed the shliach lelocha, if the concern is chotza bolach mikan, then there's no problem. Because it's not achmikan. She appointed the shliach lekabbalah before. If the concern is bezoyin the baal, then it's a real concern. The Rishayim gives three other nafkaminas that the Gemara doesn't mention. One nafkamina Taisa says, if the concern is bezoyin the baal, let's say the husband says, I'm not offended. So there's no problem bezoyin the baal. But if the husband says, but the concern of chatzah baal achmikan does remain. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina that the Rishayim suggest, that if the concern is bezoyin the baal, that's a concern midoraisa. On the other hand, if the concern is because of chotza habor le'achemikan, that's certainly a derabonim diga chshash. And the third nafkamina is like this. If we're worried about bezoyin the baal, we also have to be worried about bezoyin the isha. And that means like this. Let's say the husband appointed, the wife appointed a shliach lekabbalah to take it from the husband. And then the husband, instead of giving it directly to the shliach lekabbalah, asked the shliach lahilocha to give it to the shliach lekabbalah. So just like we're worried about the husband being offended, we have to be worried about the wife being offended. But if we're worried about chatzah bol achmikan, that doesn't apply to the husband's shliach. Says the Gemara, Hu gavri the shadal legita ledvesa. There was a man that sent a get to his wife. Also shlicha, so the shliach found him, ashke kiyosef kalaisha. She was kneading a dough. Amlech heilch kittach, and he says, here's your get. Amalei, she said to him, I am busy, I'm baking. Lav biyotcha, you should be a shliach lekabbalah on my behalf. Amar of Nachman, I isla Rav Chanina, if I would follow the opinion of Chanina, Rav Chanina says that a wife could appoint a shliach lekabbalah to take a get from a shliach lelocha, avabei uvda, the get would be a good get. Amalei, Rava, asks Rava, even in isla Rav Chanina, even if you follow the opinion of Rav Chanina, avdus by uvda, you would say that this get is a good get. Halay chazr shlichus eitz labal. We have a different problem here. It's a shlichus that doesn't go back to the husband. And there's a number of ways that the Rishonim explain the Gemara. The easiest explanation that I found, even though it's not Rashi's explanation, is as follows. We're starting off with this person being a shlich lahilacha. But when he's a shlich lahilacha, what does a shlich lahilacha mean? A shlich lahilacha means that he's taking the place of the husband. A husband can never be a shliach lekabbalah. So the question of the Gemara is, how could this gentleman, who's a shlich la'ilacha turn into a shlich la'kabbalah. It's like the husband turning into a shlich la'kabbalah, and a husband can't be a shlich la'kabbalah. That's the easiest pshat that I found. But again, it's not Rashi's pshat, it's the Meiri's pshat. Rashi's pshat is as follows. A shlich has to be able to go back to his mishaleach and tell him I accomplished what I was supposed to. Here he can't go back and say I accomplished what I was supposed to. Why can't he go back and say it? Because before he could go back to his mishaleach, he turned into a shlich la'kabbalah. And that disqualifies his shlichus la'halacha, and perhaps that's why he can't, this would be an unacceptable situation. Shechua, the kamei de Rav Ami. So they asked this question to Rav Ami. Shalach lehu, lechazra shlichus etzla baal. The shlichus, as we just explained, is a disqualified shlichus, and therefore it can't work. V'chibar Abba Oma, Rav Chiya said, nesyash bedover. I need to think about the shayla. It's a difficult shayla. Let me think about it. And he didn't answer it. So they sent again to Rav Chibar Abba. Could you give us an answer to this question? Why do you keep on sending me back the same question? Who? Just like you don't know what to do in this situation. Who? I have the exact same question. I'm also entitled not to know the answer to every question. And therefore, says the Gemara, we have here a situation, have a davish be'erva, and the halach is, davish be'erva, we don't know if the get is a good get, and therefore, should the husband die without giving the get again properly, we have to be concerned that she was an ashes ish when her husband died, and if the husband died without children, we wouldn't let her take yibum, because maybe it was a good get, but we would require chalitza. Says the Gemara, have a uvda, ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Tarti, how do you understand? If he required that the get be given over, so then the get was given over, and she's certainly not an Eishes Ish. If he doesn't require the get to be given over, I understand Chalitza. But how do you say that you need both? So the Gemara, that's not the way to understand Rav Shmuel Bar Nasa's psak. Get Mechayim. If the husband is Baruch Hashem alive, and such a situation is done, we require him to give the get over. However, the Rishonim point out, when we say that we require that he give the get over, he could use the exact same get. He doesn't have to write a new get. He just has to give the get again without any shilas. If, on the other hand, Rachman Tzlan, he passed away before he could give the get over again, so we don't know the status of this woman, was she, wasn't she, in Eishes Ish at the moment of death? And if he died without children, we would require that she have chalitza lachamisa.